take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life. The facts of life. There's a time you gotta go and show you grow, and now you know about the facts of life. The facts of life. When the world never seems to be living up to your dreams, and suddenly you're finding out the facts of life are all about you. You. It takes a lot to get them right when you're alone.
She loves him.
You're not paying attention, Jerry. I thought you wanted to do a routine on soap operas for your act.
I do, but I can't keep track of who's doing what to who and how often.
Invest some time. You'll get the hang of it.
Didn't you say that before you'd watch a soap that you'd rather run naked through Kmart?
Was before I got the flu and spent a whole glorious week searching for tomorrow.
Well, it's down to these last two patterns for my new curtains. I'm kind of partial to the print. It's so up. But the solid's pretty, too. It's so blue. What do you think?
It must be the hardest thing you'll ever do, believe me.
Thanks for your input.
Well, I hope you're satisfied. No, they're never gonna let us in the library again.
I was upset!
You didn't have to yell like that. A library is like a church. You're supposed to be peaceful and quiet! Take a hike. Look, Natalie, we both know it stinks, but there's nothing you can do about it.
What's the problem, Natalie?
Please, don't get us started.
Okay, I'm in the library.
Too late.
And I'm doing some research on a paper, right? Okay. So I go to the shelf to get last month's Ms. magazine, and it isn't there.
So
I go to the desk and ask Miss Muldoon if it was checked out. She tells me the subscription to Ms. was canceled. Isn't that strange?
A little, considering all the feminists we have on campus.
That's what I said. Then she tells me that certain elements of Ms. magazine were considered offensive.
Offensive?
That's what I said. Then I find out that books had been taken out of the library, too, for re-evaluation.
What does that mean?
I'll tell you what it means.
Censorship?
That's what I said.
Commercial.
Welcome back to the world, Blair.
Are you sure about this?
If you're thinking about checking out any of these books, forget it.
The Fixer, Catch-22, and Slaughterhouse-5?
Slaughterhouse-5. I wrote my term paper on that last year. It was brilliant.
That was a good book.
I was talking about my term paper.
Well, nobody's going to be writing about it this year.
How come? Because it's offensive.
Sounds like book banning to me.
Isn't that illegal?
Or at least a misdemeanor. Get it? Missed.
Well, I know it happens in a lot of other places, but I never thought it would happen here.
If those books were taken out of Eastland, I'm sure it was for a good reason.
Of course it was. This school has only the highest academic standards and finest traditions since 1867. Didn't you read the brochure? Besides, if you can't get a book in the library, you can always go into town and buy it.
Or wait for the movie to come out.
No, that's not the point.
It's just that with all the stuff we have to read, what's a few less books? Nice attitude, Tootie.
What did I do?
This is a Books are ideas, and ideas have the right to circulate. Think of the First Amendment. Freedom of expression, freedom of thought.
Does this speech come with apple pie?
Hey, if you guys are thinking about a petition, I'll sign.
A petition? You're not a student here, Jerry.
Yeah, but I'm against censorship. Blair, I'm a performer. I don't want people throwing tomatoes at me before I tell the jokes.
Oh, Richard, Richard.
Well, I'm going right to the library and talk to Miss Muldoon.
Don't waste your time, Mrs. G. You know the way things are. You can't beat the system.
Joe, if something's going on here that I feel is wrong, I have to speak out. It's a responsibility, not an option.
You see, Joe, we can't take this lying down.
That's right. What are you going to do about it?
What?
Why, Natalie, you're the editor of the school paper. Print headlines, write editorials, take it to the people, make some noise, make a lot of noise.
Mrs. Garrett, you're making a lot of noise.
Well, there's plenty more where that came from. Forget my strudel, Mr. Parker. This is serious.
No, you're overreacting. Now, trust me. A few books being removed from the library is hardly cause for panic. Now, what follows vanilla extract?
It was four books. Four. And I'm not the only one who's upset. Our librarian has been trained to make book selections, and suddenly people without qualifications are overriding her decisions.
Okay, now I've got three large apples, two cups of flour.
Mr. Parker, something alarming is happening here, and you don't seem concerned.
I am concerned. If I don't bring home the secret to your strudel, my wife will kill me.
Edna, a decision was made by the Board of Trustees to reevaluate certain books. I support that decision.
How can you? I know how you feel about this.
There are other factors involved here.
Such as?
You just don't understand what we're facing.
Well, then explain it to me. Explain how books that have been in this library for years suddenly have become offensive.
All right. Picture yourself in a room filled with angry people shouting about immoral influences and accusing you of corrupting their children.
How long has that been going on?
Over a year. At first, the board resisted. I resisted. Last month, this group threatened to take their children out of Eastland. So we compromised.
You mean you sold out?
Well, that's easy for you to say. What would you do if parents started to pull their children out of school? Would it make any difference what books were in the library if the doors were closed?
That won't happen.
Oh, Edna, stop being so naive. You should read some of the letters I've been getting from parents demanding changes in curriculum, in textbooks, in staff. And in the face of all that, we should consider ourselves lucky that we only lost four books.
This time. What are you going to have to give up next month, Mr. Barker?
You're just going to have to trust that what we are doing is best for the school.
What about just doing what you believe is right?
Edna, this is a private school. We have to be responsive to the parents. Now, how many eggs did you say?
But this is just one group.
Just one?
Two eggs, one group of parents.
Yes, but those are the parents who attend every board meeting. They call my office, they write letters.
Yeah, that's what happens. The wheel that squeaks the loudest always gets the oil.
Come on, Edna, you know they've got a point. You've read parts of Vonnegut, Joyce.
Yes, and so have hundreds of other Eastland students. It's a complicated world out there. And what we teach these girls is supposed to help prepare them for it. Isn't that our job?
I am well aware of what my job is, Mrs. Garrett, and yours. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's the headmaster who determines school policy and not the dietitian. Now, how many cups of sugar?
This. I care about this school.
Do you? Then don't aggravate an already tense situation, because in the long run, we could lose a lot more than four books.
You're asking me to keep silent about something I believe is wrong.
No, I am asking you to put this school first. Edna, I need your cooperation.
sequence, Mrs. Garrett. Fellow students, the handwriting is on the wall. Only in a few years, no one will be allowed to read it.
That's wonderful, Natalie.
That's all I get?
Well, I said that was wonderful.
That wasn't a very good wonderful. Give it some more Lawrence Welk.
I'll do better next time, huh?
Mrs. Garrett, I can understand why these TV junkies don't appreciate me, but you?
I do appreciate you, Natalie. I'm very impressed with what you're doing.
Then let me bounce something off you. I was thinking of printing excerpts of the banned books.
You'll do the right thing.
That's bouncing.
Hi, everybody. Okay, I'm leaving. I've got to get back to New York before my plants die.
Shh. Mavis is about to announce her engagement to Father Flaherty.
Let him die. I've got to go.
Mrs. Garrett, whatever happened to the old go get him, give him heck, take it to the streets? That was you?
No, I think that was the Doopy brothers. Natalie, in some cases, it's best to step back from a problem, you know? And maybe the problem will work itself out.
Bad move for Father Flaherty.
Can you imagine how difficult life will be for a married priest?
At least he'll be able to hear his own confession.
Hey, Nat, you got a minute?
Oh, I got five. Then I have to go down to the paper. I have to proof some copy.
You don't have to do that.
Sure I do. Nobody said being an editor was easy. It's an inky job, but somebody has to do it.
Natalie, you're not the editor anymore.
What?
The faculty advisor was looking for you down at the paper. I guess he figured the news would be easier coming from me. Easier for him, the creep.
I don't understand.
What reason did he give?
He said something about giving other students a chance. That's a lot of bull. Nat's book editorial just made things too hot for everybody.
So now they're cooling things off.
They wanted to put a gag on Natalie, and they did.
Natalie, I'm sorry.
Just like that? They can't do that, can they, Mrs. Garrett?
Sure they can. You're a kid. They want you to be quiet, they just tell you to shut up.
And when you're an adult, they ask you to cooperate.
Love you more than life. That's why I'm marrying your brother.
Nat, how can you just sit there and watch television? Richard is very upset.
Natalie, you should be upset. You're the one who lost your job as editor. Doesn't that make you angry? Don't you want to do something about it?
This gal is done doing. From now on, I will stand on the sidelines and mellow out. It's much safer that way.
Okay, you guys, get ready for this. Guess who was just appointed editor of the Eastlander?
Who cares?
Buffy Klein.
Buffy the boring? Buffy the bungling? Buffy the bozo? Good choice.
I cannot take orders from someone named Buffy.
Why'd they pick her for the job?
Because she's uncontroversial.
She's unconscious. But hey, if it's their choice.
I was hurt.
Natalie, now this isn't like you. That's because this is the new me. From now on, I will be known as Natalie, no comment, Green. Nat, how can you say that? No comment.
Come on, what happened to our crusading editor?
She got canned, axed, 86 sacked. Should I go on?
We gotta get together on this. We can't just let it happen.
It's already happened, just like you said. You can't beat the system.
But that was before it got personal.
Nat, you're involved, so we're involved. Look, guys, I appreciate the concern, but I'm through getting into fights I can't win.
But you can win. My parents do it all the time in court. Did I ever tell you about the little old man who sued the entire city of Washington, D.C.?
Not the little old man story again.
That's right. They wanted to put a superhighway through his vegetable garden.
I thought the man lost.
He did, but he kept them tied up in court for months. Just long enough for the harvest.
Tootie, your parents are lawyers. We're just kids. What can a bunch of kids do?
Plenty. Did you ever read Lord of the Flies?
But the kids in that book killed each other.
Kids will be kids.
Come on, Nat. You gotta get angry.
I got angry.
Mrs. Garrett, would you talk to Natalie, please?
Talk to Natalie? Talk to Natalie? Can't you understand I don't want to talk?
Joe.
Thank you.
Can I talk to you? Natalie, I know how hurt and angry you are about losing your job.
Who, me?
Well, I'm angry, too. Mostly at myself.
What did you do?
I didn't do enough. Oh, I encouraged you to write that editorial. I talked about responsibility, commitment, but when push came to shove, I didn't shove back.
You just thought things would work themselves out.
Well, things don't work themselves out. People have to do that. This people.
What are you going to do?
What I should have done in the first place. The monthly board meeting is next week. Mr. Parker will be there. The parents will be there. And I'll be there.
Mrs. Garrett, let's not be hasty.
It's going to be just you against all of them.
Yeah. Well, I can be pretty tough when I'm fighting for something I believe in. Besides, what's the worst that could happen?
Hmm? They'll put you on a spit and roast you over an open fire.
I was hoping for something a little less graphic.
How's this? They could fire you.
I'm sure the Smiths are coming.
Oh, good. Are the Pattersons here yet?
They will be. We ran into them at the theater last week. And we discussed that Studs Terkel book Kathy's class was reading.
Oh, yes. What's the name of that?
Working.
Right. Thank you. Anyway, I said to Bob, I read that book, and I'd love my Kathy to read it. When she's 35 and it can't do any damage.
It's a simple matter of keeping improper values out of the classroom.
She means filth.
I'm dead.
Excuse me, is this where the board is meeting?
Yes, it is.
Good. All those brick buildings look alike. Are you here about the books?
I most certainly am.
This has to be settled once and for all.
Now, just a minute. I have very strong feelings about these offensive books.
Offensive, my foot. You're talking about book banning, and I think it's outrageous.
Right. We're on the same side.
I have a few choice words for the board. So does my husband, if he ever gets here. He doesn't know his way around the campus very well. We never seem to get up here to these things. I'm Betty Schuster.
Oh, Linda's mother. Yes. Hello. Oh, I'm Edna Garrett, the school dietitian.
So nice to meet you. You know, we love this school. Our youngest daughter will be starting here next term. And that's why we got so upset when we got that newsletter.
Newsletter?
I've got one right here. Oh, you made it. We'll talk later, Miss Garrett.
Hey there, Mrs. G.
Hey, girls, what are you doing here?
We heard there was a board meeting at sundown. You didn't think we were going to let you go in there alone. She's overwhelmed.
I am.
Hey, where'd you get the newsletter?
Mrs. Schuster gave it to me. Oh, girls, it's so good to see there are more important things in your lives than Richard, Richard, Richard.
How did you know we did this?
Oh, your style is unmistakable, Natalie.
Yeah. Buffy Klein, eat your heart out.
We had to do something.
We figured the parents should at least know what's going on up here.
So, we printed up a list of the banned books and Nat's editorial. Signed your ex-editor.
And mailed copies to all the Eastland parents.
Wait till Mr. Parker gets the Xerox bills. And we put each of the letters into an envelope marked Notice of Expulsion, so they'd be sure and be opened.
Nice touch.
It's always been my opinion that an informed majority doesn't stay silent for long.
Of course, now that they're talking, who knows what they're gonna say.
We won't know until we get in there. Be prepared, girls.
Hello, fellow activists. My mother should be arriving any minute. She likes to be fashionably late, even to board meetings.
You mean your mother's coming all the way from Manhattan, Blair?
And my mom and Nat's folks.
And my dad's flying in from Washington. Mother's picking them all up in our limousine.
She's driving a limo through my neighborhood?
Of course.
They're never gonna get here.
Well, girls, I don't know what to say.
Mrs. Garrett, this whole experience reminds me of the little old man. Will you stop with the little old man?
But we better go in and save some seats. I know my mother. If she's going to take a stand, she'll want to do it sitting down.
Oh, Mrs. Garrett. Mrs. Garrett. You have a moment?
Now, look, Mr. Parker, I know you didn't expect to see me here.
Listen, but I didn't expect most of these people. I haven't seen this much traffic since the last fire drill.
Good evening, Mr. Parker.
So, good evening. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Yeah, good to see you again.
Likewise.
Who is that? Do you know there are parents here whose names I've only seen on checks? And I have been getting angry phone calls from them all week. They are furious that I allowed those books to be removed from the library. I mean, Edna... They hate me.
That's wonderful.
Well, I do owe you an apology.
Ah, that won't be necessary. You were only doing what you thought was best for the school.
No, I was being a good administrator. If all Eastland needed was someone to keep order and balance books, they could have hired Elliot Janeway.
No, I think they knew what they were doing.
Well, I'm just ashamed that I had to be forced into this confrontation. I was afraid.
The word is intimidated. We both were. We thought that if we took a stand, we'd be standing alone.
Mr. Parker, could we get the meeting started? We've got a lot of ground to cover.
Coming. Well, Edna, could be a long night.
Good.
Get them right.